I think I made the decision I'd never speak about what happened and where we were, because for me it's always about the vision and going forward and making sure that, you know, if I was going to be part of this, I wanted to make sure that we would never be part of that type of, I don't know what, feeling that we were going through at that time, and that's everybody within the football club. So they're bad days that I try not to talk about. But I can tell you where we are now. You know, for me to be stepping down in the as a director, we must be in a good place, because I'm definitely not somebody that would walk away from something that still needed work. I was approached and Shahid said, you know, would you come on board and, you know, let's take this club out of administration, let's get it back to where it should be. I felt I had a duty of care to do that, because I was in one of the seats when it went in the wrong place, and it was a no-brainer. So me, I said, yes, I'll give it a year, I'll give it 2 years, however long it took, but ideally I didn't want to give it for the rest of my life, because I'm a supporter, I'm a you know, I'm a sponsor, yes, I'm a director, but actually I don't want no free ticket. If I can't give the club everything that it needs at one point, you know, that's the time that I will say that, you know, this is time for me to go back and being a supporter and a sponsor. So, and that's where we are now. You know, behind the scenes, we're doing so much on the for the community. The club financially was in a great place, before the Portsmouth game. Better place now than it's ever been. You know, on the field, frustrating. Of course it's frustrating, we want to win every game, but you know, when we just, you know, look back from where we come from, look back where we are now, as John Hannon said to me in the patrons lounge a minute ago, you know, it meant so much that we've still got a club, and that's exactly what it means to so many people. We just need to integrate them, get those on the peripheral edges back, and we live happily ever after.
I was going to ask, one of my questions was it an easy decision to make that move onto the board and support the club in that way? But I think you've answered it. I think they pretty much agreed that it was.
One of the easiest decisions I've ever had to make. I mean, I put in some money that the club needed. To me, that money was well spent. I'll never see that money again. Anyone who goes into football to try and make money is a mug. I'm quite happy to tell them that face to face. So it was never about trying to get anything out of the football club. It's trying to get the football club so that we could all support it again. And it was an extremely decision. I sat down with my wife. You know, I put a lot of money into the football club just before it went bust, if you remember. I paid the wages before it all went wrong and all this stuff. And for us to, you know, for me, my wife, it was a case of, what are you going to do if there's no football? What are you going to do if there's no Aldershot? So it was a given. It was easy decision.
Obviously, we've mentioned the Portsmouth game. Obviously, it was a tremendous occasion down at Fratton Park with the pre-match ceremony, and then sort of leading into the excellent performance by the team as well. What does it mean to be able to get a team like Portsmouth back to Aldershot for an FA Cup tie? It's on the telly. You know, again, it's a real boost for the community as well.
Two things on that. On the actual day, it's quite an emotional day, to be honest. I mean, we do a lot of student at Portsmouth, and to be at Portsmouth, that I go quite a lot to anyhow, not as a supporter but as a supplier of manpower, and to see the great way that they did the remembrance recognition before the game started was quite emotional. It definitely brought a tear to my eye. But what does it mean for us as a football club? I mean, it's the feel-good factor again. Gavin, we haven't had a feel-good factor for a long time. You know, the last feel-good factor we had was knowing that we were coming out of administration. That's quite sad. You know, the one before that really was the Manchester United game. This club needs and deserves a lot of feel-good factors. So, you know, that's what it pretty much means on Wednesday night. We deserve it.
And in terms of, you mentioned you're leaving the leaving your role after Wednesday's game. Are you leaving in a position that you would be happy to leave it?
I wouldn't be leaving if I wasn't. And that's what you've all got. I've just had the conversation there is being a director of a football club is an appointment. Very, very proud to be a director. It's a privilege to do that. But actually, I'm still part owner, shareholder of the club. So I'm going nowhere. All I'm saying to you is, I can't afford to be here at 2 o'clock on a Thursday till 10 o'clock on a Thursday night on meetings. I can't come from Manchester to do a two-hour meeting on a Wednesday. It, for me, I don't want to be saying I'm not doing it and having a free ticket. For me, I would feel guilty doing that. So I am now back being a supporter, a sponsor, and major shareholder.
And in terms of a final question, Tony, in terms of sort of the future for the club, obviously on the pitch, you know, things are improving from last season to this season. I mean, how do you see it? Where sort of potentially do you see the club in, you know, sort of 3, 4, 5 years time?
We'll definitely be back in the league. I think the way that the board are at this moment in time, I'm very proud of every member on the board and to be a part of that board. And it's never easy being on the board because everyone thinks that they can do it better. That's just unfortunate about being a director. But where they are and the vision that they've got, they're not going to overspend. They're not going to make the mistakes that were made before a lot of their time at this club. And I think, you know, the foundations are solid. So therefore, we're only going to go one way, and that's forward and upwards.